Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has been urged by Junior Enterprise Minister Alan Dillon to investigate if there are obstacles to new retail giants setting up here. It comes at a time when grocery prices are continuing to rise, with prices up more than a third in the last 4 years. Damien O'Reilly is a lecturer in retail management at Technological University Dublin, and he joins me on the line now. Damien, before we get into the possibility of other supermarket chains coming onto the market here and what that might look like, just remind us, how much more are we paying for groceries now than we were a year ago?
Well, the current inflation rate for food is 4.4%, which is more than double what the CPI, the inflation rate, is in the economy at the moment. You know, some of the things that that you could highlight is the likes of beef, which is up 22%. You know, fresh milk between 10 and 15%, butter similar, and dairy products similar. So they're quite expensive. Chocolate has also gone up around 18%. You know, part of this is down to the laws of supply and demand, is that there's increasing demand with increasing population here, and we've got a lesser supply of these products than we had previously. And the equilibrium is forcing prices up at the moment.
Let me bring in Sinead Fox here for a second. Sinead is a parenting blogger and influencer at Bumbles of Rice. What's your shopping basket looking like right now by comparison with a few months ago, Sinead?
It's definitely gone up, Philip. And we're finding that I do an online shop so I can keep kind of close to the prices. I'm feeding two teenagers and a 12-year-old, so you know they're eating a lot. But we're finding that if they're a little top-up, if we need the extra milk, the butter, the things that you need that you can't do without, are really killing our pockets. So while we try and keep it kind of around the 180 for the big shop a week, the little shops that might have been 15 are suddenly 25, 30. They're creeping up, and that's where we're really fine. Or you need to go sooner because the packages are getting smaller. So you might think you're buying the same thing, but the shrinkflation is kicking in as well.
On what products in particular?
What Damien said there, we're really finding it with butter. Eggs is another one. I've actually started, my latest hack is to buy the smaller size of eggs because people count the number of eggs they're having as opposed to the amount, the grams of the eggs. And when you have kids who are having 4 eggs on toast as a midnight snack, you know, that's important. We went through 12 eggs one of the days last week.
And they're not now moving to 5 eggs on toast as a snack.
Well, 5 eggs was there. We kind of pulled it back. now I'm done. They're probably still in bed. They're teenagers, so I'm probably safe enough in saying it. But the little things, like you're buying the lunches for the camps, for the younger one, and the cooked meats. You're buying the packet of ham. The packet of ham has gone more expensive. The bag of sweets I used to let her get to bring as a treat to camp has gone from 125 to 175. The butter, this time last year, the pound of butter was 2.99. So I'm suggesting to her, why don't you bake? Why don't you make cookies for us all? The cookies are costing a blind fortune because they're gone from 2.99 for the own brand butter to 3.99.
Damien,
which is just such a jump in the air.
Yeah. Damien, does it follow automatically that if we bring more players into the market, there will be more competition and prices will come down? Or is price inflation just a part of a new reality now?
Price inflation happened really in 2020 to 2022, and we have a new paradigm or a new shift. So there's kind of a new set of prices that we have to deal with. But at the moment, like outside of those big increases where we've had the increases in beef, as we said, the milk, the dairy products, is that, you know, prices have been running at around 4%. So it is increasing, but it's decreasing at an increasing rate, if you know what I mean. But at the moment, what we have is we've got the retail planning guidelines allow for 4,000 square meters in the Dublin area and 3,500 square meters for a grocery store outside of in the other main towns like Cork, Limerick, Waterford and Galway, and then 3,000 in the remainder of the state. Now, research would show that economies of scale close to the Irish limit will not make a difference to the competition. If we were to bring in the likes of a Carrefour in here, one of the things that would happen is we'd be bringing in more non-Irish produce, you know, and that's not good for the economy and not good for the consumer in the long term. So I don't think that the minister, what I think the minister should be looking at is the form and the function of the town, rather than just looking at the retail space. in the grocery stores and bringing in increases in the caps that are there at the moment. But I think a review is long overdue.
Okay, the same thing was said of Aldi and Lidl in relation to imported produce increasing when they came in. But when you look at their offering now, I think well over 50% in most cases is actually Irish produced, which would be in line with everybody else. Does it not tend to level out after a while?
Yeah, it will, but it depends. Like, they came to the market in 1999, 2000, and they came in with a range of produce that was mainly continental, and they had a range of around 1,200 products. Now they've got 2,000 products, and a lot of these are Irish, and they've had to change the to suit the market, is because Irish people want to buy Irish produce, and if you don't sell Irish produce in the Irish market, you're not going to do as well as the other supermarkets in the industry, and they've done particularly well. I think the retail planning guidelines do need to be looked at, but I don't think there should be an extension in them, because what's actually happened is that, you know, because of the retail planning guidelines being restricted to 4,000 square meters, whatever, that means that we've kept the competition a large kind of Carrefours, the large Tesco Extras that they have in the UK, they've kept those to a minimum, and that's kind of created better competition locally. And we have a very, very strong, internationally renowned convenience sector, the Spars and the Centres and so on.
Okay. Remind me, please, to what extent the entry of the German discounters into the market back then kept the other operators honest?
Well, if you consider that back in 2011, figures that I have here is Tesco at 27% of the market. They've now 23% of the market. We've lost Superquinn, which had about 7% of the market, and we had a lot more cross-border shopping, which was around 2% at the time. So the discounters have taken share from everybody realistically, and you know, the market, the shape of the market hasn't changed significantly. Tesco is still at around 23%. Dunnes of around 23% as well, and Super Value of around 20% of the market. They subsumed Superquinn into their offering. And the discounters, have around 25%.
To what extent do you think, Damien, that it is somewhat politically expedient to imply that the supermarkets are taking excessive profits, when the more complicated truth might be that if you look at Sinead Fox's egg purchases, the inputs into that and every other food produce item are just going up and up and up. The energy to keep those hens warm, the grain to keep those animals fed has all increased, and would seem to be item by item at the end of an era of cheap food.
Yes. Yeah. If you look back over the statistics between 2010 and 2020, so food inflation was around 1.8% for that decade. So that meant that we had practically no increase in food inflation in a whole decade. And what we've seen is kind of a readjustment because of the input costs have gone up significantly. You know, the farmers will tell you the three Fs, the food, the fertilizer and the fuel, have all gone up significantly. And if you have input costs going up, you're going to see output costs going up, and that's going to be reflected on the shelves.
So with that news in mind, Sinead Fox, are you going to start feeding those teenagers less?
I don't think that would be in anyone's interest. The last thing we need is hangry teenagers. You know, we're trying to feed them healthy, and I think that's their challenge as well, is that you want them to be eating the eggs, not the frozen pizza, but you can get three frozen pizzas for a fiver. So that's kind of the parental challenge of getting the budget right, but feeding them properly.
But the real tricky thing about domestic budgeting is that when things get tight, the first place that we all always look is to our grocery spend.
It's because we're doing it every week, I guess, Philip, isn't it? It's a quicker win. You can save a tenner this Friday in your big shop, as opposed to waiting for your two-monthly ESB bill, or, you know, it's an easier one to change. You can just drive your car to a different supermarket, as opposed to having to switch a utility provider. You know, we cut back on buying clothes. Those Nike socks that constantly get destroyed when they play football outside in them, they get cut, and we buy buy the own brand ones of those. But it's an easy one, and it's an easy one for us to compare.
Send them to play football in bare feet. It'll help develop their skills.
The medical bills might go up.
Are you looking, expecting or hoping for any kind of assistance on this in the budget, Sinead?
I have no crystal ball, I suppose. I expect promises, but it's a difficult one. And I think, you know, Damien is the expert here, and he said that the costs have gone up. So if the costs have gone up, if it's costing farmers more, the cost is going to be passed on to us. So it's just, I suppose, a bit of parity that it feels mm-hmm. proportionate would be what you'd be looking for, that if costs are rising, they're rising similarly. Like there's some products, like the butter. Has the cost of butter gone up so much more than the cost of the milk? That's the kind of thing that I don't understand.
Sinead Fox, Damien O'Reilly, thank you both very much. We'll be taking a look at Trump's tariffs after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.